Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody. I want to thank Chad for getting up with us this morning, and apparently said we'll see him again Friday. And
says he's bringing breakfast coming in.
He didn't have to bring breakfast, but
no, but that's
love to have him. Helps. Yeah. Love to have him come in and jump in on everything going on, free agency.
He's gonna try out for the Heat.
Big sports fan. Anyway, I always say this too. By the way, that whole thing with the football in Dade County, which is the number one county for NFL players active. I mean, it's crazy. And I know
Brown
LA
is trying to catch up.
I know LA is like a zillion times bigger and got tons of players in that area. Hell, they got 20-something million people in a small area. But that little county of a couple million people, whatever it is, somewhere between 2 and 3 million people in Dade County, you name the high school, and there is dudes coming out of there, and in some cases, some of these numbers, like 10, 12, 13, 14 D1 players coming out of these schools, has just been crazy.
You wonder why so much of that budget stuff for recruiting around the country has South Florida's name all over it.
If we could just get a small piece of that budget, if we made those people on their budget pay taxes down here, we could do okay for ourselves.
You're right.
When they're coming down, we could fix up a lot of fields, man.
Right.
For sure, we'd be able to fix a lot of stuff. So anyway, we got Matt Hayes, I said before, going to join us. He got a huge article on Bleacher Report. Got a bunch of people talking from the athletic director and others talking about FSU's problems, talking about last year, and Willie Taggart going 5-7, and like Willie wasn't a problem. It was the guy there that had the 5-6 the year before, and all the things that he did and didn't do, including checkout on the team. So it not exactly. Listen, Jimbo wins every day, right?
Yeah,
he's in Texas A&M. He's got a contract basically for the rest of his career, right?
If he signed a 10-year, $75 million deal, and everything there outside of that is taken care of. And so you think about that.
And you know what else? Like, he happens to win a national championship 4 or 5 years down the road, they just extend it longer. He probably never sees the end of it. They just keep extending it to him with more clauses, so it gets more and more expensive for him to try to get out of it, and that would be it. So, yeah, that's kind of crazy stuff. By the way, speaking of the NBA, my God, this thing couldn't be any better with, like, every time you get up in the morning – there's new rumors and speculation on more guys, especially the 5Ks from Kawhi, KD, Kyrie, Kimba, and Clay. You don't have to say their full names. You know who they are.
No, that's right? when you're on that level, yeah.
So, anyway, I just look. And now the latest, actually with Kimba. Kimba going, hey, the Celtics are going all in. The Mavs are going all in to get Kimba. So, and they could now be the front runners. And I'm like, my God, man. He's definitely getting a max contract. And, of course, talking about Jimmy Butler maybe going to Houston, which
has to be in a sign and trade.
If Jimmy Butler and they got to keep the two guards.
It's a pretty good big three right there.
That's your best big three.
Yeah, that's
now, the problem is one of those threes has trouble staying healthy.
Well, can I say it would be the best big three until I find out what the Lakers do? Because of LeBron, Anthony Davis, and
Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, he'd probably be the other one there.
I don't.
But I would have to see. Yes, that would be if that happened and Jimmy Butler got signed by Philly, got to fifth year because that's what he would want, and then got traded to Houston, and they didn't have to give up Chris Paul to get him, and they kept that big three together. That would be the best big three on paper until I saw what happens in La La Land.
I'm dying to see who's going to get dumped. I'm just going to give you – LA's already got AD, so to me, anything, they're going to get somebody else. I don't know. It might be one of the secondary free agents, which is not a shot because it could still be a good player. But Brooklyn, New York or the LA Clippers. Somebody's getting dumped in this thing.
Bad dump too, because you're thinking you're getting one of these five, the K's, the five, one of those guys, and you're not. And I feel like it's got the sniff of the Knicks all over.
Which guy? I was wondering which guy's the biggest of the five K's, the biggest mystery to you?
I think it's Kawhi, because it's Clippers or Toronto, and I don't think there's another team in the mix.
See, I think KD's just there too.
Well, you got to think it's the Nets or the Warriors or the Knicks in that.
Yeah, but that's KD? That's three locations. Yeah, I don't see KD going down south.
Like that, Kyrie, we think is going to one of those two New York teams, and probably Brooklyn if he does.
And I'm dying to see if LA, if the Lakers somehow getting creative.
Get Kyrie.
Find a way to get one of those other guys. Oh, yeah. Bring in another and go, all right, we own the big three. We're the big three of the big three. Because right now, you look out there, and there's really, with guys injured and not knowing, I'd ask you, we really don't have a big three right now. We don't have a big three out there.
No, no. Golden State, if they re-sign Klay and KD, would still have their big guys, but two of them aren't playing for a majority, if not all, of next season.
Mostly a vacation year coming up.
Philadelphia, if they lose Jimmy Butler and Tobias Harris, they take a step back after two big trades to get those two guys. Boston's going to lose Kyrie. Even if they sign Kemba, they're still not the same team they were. Maybe they're better, actually, with Kemba. You never know. Toronto, if they lose Kawhi, they're done. They're toast.
Well,
Milwaukee might lose Middleton.
He's
like,
a big swing
guy. They
might
be toast. Yeah, like, you never
know. You know what? He may be, of all the guys, Kyrie may be the best of going to a team and getting the most out of everybody else around him. We saw Kyrie just, and it's not a shot, man. A lot of guys either have that or they don't. Where you join the team, obviously LeBron's got it. Obviously Michael Jordan had it where – you make everybody around you better.
You think Kyrie is that guy?
I don't think Kyrie's that guy. No.
Kyrie's not that guy. Yeah, I agree with that. I think he goes to a team and he's kind of just, it's his ball, his team, and you either play his way or this team is just going to fold. And we saw that with Boston.
You shoot the way he shot in that last series, he got nobody to blame but himself. Besides the fact that we're finding out some of the guys on the team weren't big fans of his whatever reason.
If Kemba Walker doesn't go to Boston, which is one of the other teams rumored in there, and they end up just having Gordon Hayward and their two young studs, Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, and they have Rozier also. Is this a fail by Ainge over the last 7 or 8 years? Because didn't he have like all these draft picks and all this money, and I'm going to get the best
team
assembled?
They got one problem. They
got
to get a big. They got to get from
somebody.
Well,
they're losing their aging big.
Well, they lost their other guy, the backup center, too. The big guy's gone. They got so they got to get a big guy, but the rest of that team's pretty damn good. It's not bad, whoever they decide to sign with that group.
But remember, like, Boston with all these assets and all these draft picks, and they're going to be a championship contender. They can't even make it to, they made the Eastern Conference Finals with their young guys. Then they bring their best player back, and they can't get there. It's weird, man. That Boston team is really weird.
Boston could never, with all the people they had and all the pieces, he could never figure out a rotation and how to keep all the guys happy. And then we heard he treated his two max contract guys differently than he treated the rest of them. They didn't like it. They just all had success. And now their roles changed. So I think that guy, a year before, we were stroking him. He's the greatest coach of all time.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah, oh, yeah. This is the next up-and-coming guy. Yeah, that's it.
And now all of a sudden, he couldn't get them. It just didn't work.
No, it didn't
guys
work.
Guys had experience. That young first-round group of those guys didn't like the veteran guys.
Well, they got healthier and they got worse. You don't usually see that happen. Kyrie came back. Gordon Hayward came back, and they got worse.
Listen, man, there's one basketball. There's one football, right?
Right.
And those two sports, how are you going to handle it? Is it going to be about winning championships, or is it going to be about your minutes, your shots, and all that stuff? Anyway, we got to check in. You know we got coming up, right? We got Matt Hayes, college football writer for Bleacher Report, going to join us. And we got to get caught up on O.J. Simpson and unbelievable reaction on Twitter to some classics. We'll have those coming up for you as well. Make sure we get some people all fired up here this morning. We don't want to leave anybody out. You can always join us on the Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota text line 56022.
RadioTalkRadio.com. RadioTalkRadio.com.
The 2019 hurricane season has arrived, and once again, WQAM is combining with the team at CBS4 to bring you extensive coverage from watch to warning to landfall to recovery. Keep it tuned to WQAM for up-to-minute news and tips should a hurricane approach. Hurricane coverage on WQAM is sponsored by BNT Services, protecting you with PGT impact windows and doors. Be informed during this hurricane season from CBS4 and AM 560 and 96.5 FM HD2 WQAM. We're going to head out right now to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Matt Hayes, college football writer for Bleacher Report, and the story we've been talking about, the kind of mess up in Tallahassee, joins us right now. Matt, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Good morning. Always good to be on with the great Joe Rose.
Matt, thank you, man. How you been, Matt? How you doing before we get going on another crazy college football season?
I'm doing well, my friend. The heat, I love the heat, man. You know me. I'm a Florida boy, so I love the heat. I don't complain about it at all. Everything's well.
You know, it's funny, Matt. Like, you write a zillion articles, right, on stuff, and hardcore, you know, football fans are in. But you write something on Jimbo Fisher. Everybody's brother has picked it up about the problems on their 5-7 a year before, a 5-6 with Jimbo Fisher. But pretty good sources on that stuff with the AD and everything else going, hey, listen, Jimbo wasn't so great with all this stuff. What surprised you the most as you were putting that story together about Jimbo Fisher?
You know what, Joe? What I think really surprises me most about these situations, and I want to be very clear, this is not unique to Florida State or Jimbo Fisher. This happens all the time. And if you want a great example, it's very similar to what happened with Florida with Urban Meyer. Other than the, you know, Florida had more issues with players off the field and getting arrested,
right,
and things like that.
That's
Jimbo
right.
Had. But very similar, Joe. Very similar in the way they left the locker room. You know, very similar in the way they left an entitlement issue. But I think it's as much as anything. It's right now in this day and age with social media and the way it has kids' ears and eyes and everything is instant and you got to be reactionary and a kid's got to be on there and he's got to be talking about who he is and what he's all about. It's very hard for coaches to stay at programs long-term because it's very hard for players to hear that same message over and over. And I truly believe that, you know, at any situation, when that starts to happen, you start to lose it a little bit in the locker room. And some coaches can handle it. Some coaches can redirect it. Some coaches can't. Some coaches make big mistakes like Jimbo made with Jameis Winston. And you know, three different assistants I talked to told me that was where it all began, was when he started, when it was the old different rules for different fools kind of thing with Jameis Winston. You know, when that happens and you start doing things like that, other players see that, Joe. You know this. You're in locker rooms. Other players see it, and they start to think, well, I can push him too. And then there becomes an entitlement issue where if you're a good player, you get away with more than guys who maybe aren't such good players. And then your locker room is fractured, and then you've got big problems.
Matt, were you surprised when kind of the athletic director or other guys that were in charge specifically kind of came out and said, this was like Jimbo. This was all on Jimbo. This all happened when Jimbo was here. Were you surprised that it came out like that?
You know what, Greg? I haven't seen ADs talk like Dave Coburn did, frankly, and on the record. But I will say this. Dave Coburn's not your typical AD. He's a guy who, you know, has been with Jim Thrasher in politics in the state of Florida for three decades. So he understands the ins and outs of all what's going on with how you deal with the media, how you deal with politics, how some things get out and some things don't get out. He said those things for a reason. There's no doubt in my mind. And I think he said them because he wanted to try and show the average Florida State fan who, you know, by November of last year was screaming they got to pay $12 million to get rid of Willie Taggart. He wanted to show them, look, this is not all his fault. He walked into a mess
right
here. You know, and the difference is a guy like Jeremy Foley of Florida didn't say a word about Urban Meyer, where if he could have and he wanted to get on the record, he would have said the same thing, if not more. But it's, you know, different guys deal with things different ways. And I don't think it's wrong that Dave Coburn did that at all by any stretch of the imagination. I just think it's it's unique to the situation.
Matt, it's really hard, though, in Urban situation when they have that great run and then Jimbo's got that great run going with Jameis Winston going, hey, man, we're winning. We won a championship. We're getting close to winning another one. You win so much. Don't you feel like everybody kind of goes, well, this is not all good, but, damn, this winning's got everybody fired up. Does it make it that much more difficult for everybody?
Of course it does.
Yeah.
Of course it does. There's no doubt. I mean, Joe, they won 27 straight games.
Yeah.
It's hard to say, hey, man, let's do something different or let's right. rock the boat a little bit, you know? And again, I think the problem, all three of those assistants told me, the big problem was in the second year, it was clear there were locker room issues. It was clear that there were entitlement issues. And it wasn't just the suspension. The suspension was kind of the cherry on top of the sundae, whereas, you know, you've got Jameis arguing with Jimbo at the goal line while he's all dressed out going through pre-workouts for a game, and he shouldn't even be dressed at
right.
all.
That was
he's
weird.
He's running around the field in right. full pads, and he's arguing with Jimbo, and all three of those guys said, are you kidding me? Jimbo should have said, get out of here. I don't want to see you again for 2 weeks. I don't even want to see you around the facility for 2 weeks. And he didn't. So, and after the game, he had some kind of ham-handed excuse about, well, it was a miscommunication between us and the equipment staff. There is no miscommunication.
Right.
Can you imagine Nick Saban saying, yeah, there was a miscommunication between
Never.
Me and the equipment staff? Never, ever, ever. And so I think it's, you know, he certainly was in a situation where he had a generational-type quarterback and he realized what he had. But those guys kept stressing me over and over, Joe, that you could see it during the season. And if you look at that team's scores, you look how they did. I think they won like 7 games by like 10 points or less or something like that. And then they just got destroyed by Oregon, a team that they were much better than talent-wise.
Hey, Matt, can we blame divorce? I blame divorce throughout my life from time to time on things that have happened to me. Can we blame like the his kind of went public a little bit, which was a little awkward for everybody, and actually talked to him about it. That have anything to do with this at all, or is that a little weak?
Well, I can tell you this. I've been through one, and believe me, it's brutal, and I hate saying this about any woman, but, man, mine was an idiot. So if that was a situation, if he was dealing
well,
with...
Well, you say yours or mine. I didn't hear. Did
yeah.
you say...
Mine.
Both of you be careful. Both of you be careful.
I'm sure if I say mine was an idiot, you're shaking your head. Again, I'm not saying that about any woman, but again, if do I think that was part of it? I mean, I don't see how it could it.
I agree.
If it's something that has really started to distract you off the field, you know, it's very hard for anyone, not even just the coach, to not let it distract what they're doing professionally.
My favorite quote from the article is, keep the players eligible.
Oh, yeah.
That Jimbo threw out there. I mean, that's just, you read that kind of stuff and you could just understand what kind of trouble and what kind of problems are going on in that program for a couple of years. I see that and go, wow, that has red flags all over it.
Yeah, I mean, it does. And again, I want to stress this too, Greg. That is not unique to Florida State, man. I'm telling you, it's not unique to Jimbo either. You'd be shocked at how many coaches are like that. And again, you'd probably be more shocked at how many are not. I don't think enough coaches get credit for not only how important academics is to them and how important it is they make it for the kids, but how much they work with them on that. So, you know, it's certainly a red flag. It's certainly like when you see stuff like that, you realize that guys get away with things, and guys just can't get away with things. You just can't. And believe me, I work every day on the radio with Leon Searcy. You know Big Leon, former Kane hero.
Right.
And Leon says all the time, when you're 18, 19-year-olds and you're in a college football program, you are begging for discipline. You're begging for someone to discipline you and to put you in the right position and right direction. And if you don't do that, clearly that was not the case right there at Florida State.
Hey, Matt, real quickly, Herbert, Tua, Fromm, you've seen them all play. You've interviewed them all. What are your thoughts in what order right now for you before this season starts if they all play well?
Well, I haven't interviewed Herbert yet. I'm going out there probably in about a month, so I'm excited about that. Just watching them play, Joe, I love the way Herbert throws the ball. I think he's a guy. If you want to talk about, you know, perfect, you know, pro style, arm strength, size, everything. I think Herbert just throws a beautiful ball. He's got to prove he can win big road games. He's got to prove he can lead them in a unique direction back to where they were once 5 years ago. I think Tua is just very accurate. a really good quarterback. I'm not seeing number one overall. I can tell you that. I know everyone else is saying that. I'm not seeing that. Everybody's saying Jake Fromm's the first rounder. I see Aaron Murray with Jake Fromm. So, I'm not like other people. The last two guys, but I think Herbert's going to be a really good player.
Yeah, I was just wondering about that. Hey, by the way, you're up in the northern part of the state. Are they going through this high school, like all these top players are switching high schools every year? Is that a South Florida thing, or is that going on everywhere?
No, that's everywhere, bro. It's not It's not like the old days when you had to go to school, and if you transferred, you literally had to move. Your family
right.
had to move and go to that area. It's not that way anymore, man. They can go wherever they want here.
Well, we got a guy down here, three high schools in 3 years. He's a five-star junior safety. Unbelievable story. Matt, thank you so much, man. Really appreciate you coming on this morning. Thank you.
All right, fellas. My pleasure. Anytime.
All right. Matt Hayes, college football writer for Bleacher Report here as we continue on here. Greg. Hey,
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.